suffering from suppressed pugnacity. Up to the end of the school years, it was well with them. They had ample scope for this wholesome commerce, the neat give and take of offence. In the family circle, too, there are still plentiful chances of acquiring the taste. Then, suddenly, they must be gentle and considerate and all the rest of it. A wholesome shindy, so soon as toga and long skirts arrive, is looked upon as positively wrong. Even the dear old institution of the cut is falling into disrepute. The quarrelling is all forced back into the system, as it were. It poisons the blood. This is why our literature grows sinister and bitter, and our daughters yearn after this and that, write odd books and ride about on bicycles in remarkable clothes. They have shut down the safety valve. They suffer from the present lamentable increase of gentleness. They must find some outlet or perish. If they could only put their arms akimbo and tell each other a piece of their minds for a little,